could be ready to start whenever you decide.
Oh, just carry on without me. I'll join as quickly as I can.
All right, I suggest we get started. I see Jim in the Adobe Connect now, and hopefully we'll get the last couple of 80 sites to join us.
Okay, great.
Right, Mark, would you like to do the roll call, or the roll call, Mario?
Sure, thank you. We were having a little bit of feedback from you, Duane, I think, just in case if you have double audio. But good morning, good afternoon, and evening, everyone. Welcome to your second conference call, 25th of September 2017. On the call we have today, Duane Bessel, Kim Davis, Peter Koch, Ross Mundy, and Jim Wright. And we have listed apologies from Kevin, Steve, and Brad. I'll be managing the call today, and Duane, it's all yours. We can please begin the call. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Mario. So we'll start with a review of the action items from our August meeting. Go ahead, Mario.
Thank you, Duane. Our action items from our previous meeting were the following: staff to publish the minutes, transcripts, and audio recording from 17th of July 2017. And number two, Duane and staff to call for consensus on ORSAC operational procedures via mailing list. The number three, Duane and staff to submit a note to the mailing list to collect a list of topics for ORSAC proposals and discuss during the next meeting. Number four, Mario to share a doodle poll on the selection of the next ORSAC meeting. And number five, staff to submit a request for one public session and one regular meeting during the next like in 60. And being that said, all of these action items have been complete, and we have also published the documentation online.
Yeah, so great. Particular note that I'm very happy that we got our operational procedures published and up and running. So from now on, I think we should assume that we are, you know, working under those procedures as published. Next, let's move on to the minutes from the previous meeting. Assume everyone has had a chance to review those. Does anyone have comments or feedback about the August minutes? Doesn't sound like it. Would somebody be willing to make a motion to approve the August minutes?
This is Russ. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Russ. Second, anyone?
Kim does.
Thank you, Kim. So we can take those minutes as approved, and we'll ask staff to publish them on the website as soon as possible. So the next topic is, you know, what we'll spend most of the time on the call today. It's discussing the topic list for things that our ZIRC might be considered to might be asked to consider. I apologize. There's been a little bit of confusion about the actual list here. Mario sent out a PDF, an email, which is basically a copy of a Google Doc, which is kind of our working document where we were assembling these, and it includes some discussion from the mailing list. What I'd like to do, though, is to have you sort of ignore that PDF document that was sent out, and instead, if you can, go to the chat in Adobe Connect, and Mario has shared a URL there, which will open up a Google Forms document. This is the most up-to-date copy of the list, and it has some sort of, I added some text to it to expand some of these questions. And so I'd like to go through these sort of one by one, and the goal really, my goal really today is to make sure that everyone understands the questions. I really don't want to focus on what you think, how you might answer this survey at this point. I just want to make sure that we agree on what the questions are and that the questions are clear enough that you can answer them later. So any questions about that before we sort of start looking through them one by one? Oh, Jim, please.
Yes, Wayne. I'm just looking at the first question on the list, a new root zone or R-type. Just for clarification, we're talking about adding something other than the stuff that's normally there. We're not talking about inventing a new R-type that's specific to the root. Would that be correct?
That's correct, yeah. This, you know, I don't think we would ever... This is just talking about an R type that's already gone through the ITF process. It's already a standardized type, but it's not yet in the root zone.
Okay, thanks. That's all.
Peter, your hand is up.
Yeah, thanks. So my question here is that this is not going to be a formal approval. It is looking for the best fitting examples to give to the audience in the Emirates, right? Like Abu Dhabi, I should say.
So, yeah, thank you for that question. My at this point, I consider this list of topics for internal RZIRC discussion only. This is really for us kind of a reality check, if you will, to see where, you know, what we think RZIRC's role is and to maybe focus on areas where we as committee members have differences. So what I would propose is that after we, you know, agree on the questions, that we fill out this survey, and for things where everyone agrees, you know, we're sort of good. We don't really need to discuss them further. But for any of these topics where there is disagreement, RZIRC needs to discuss them internally further. And you mentioned, you know, Abu Dhabi in the public meeting. I think at some point after we've gone through this, if we decide that we want to share some of these discussions with the community, then that's perfectly fine too. But at this point, for me, it's internal. Jim? Jim, you have your hand up? You're muted if you're speaking. We don't hear you. J- Jim, did you have something you wanted to say? All right, I'm going to assume either not or that Jim is having audio problems, so he'll chime in.
This is Mario. Since Jim's typing his question.
Okay. He's going to disconnect, I guess. Okay. So I'm going to go through these questions, try to get through them today. We already talked about question number one, which is about RR types, and I'm going to assume that we're good on that. Number two is about changes to root zone TTLs, and this is something that's already been a topic of discussion within RSAC. Does anyone need clarification on the question for number two? Okay, number three. Oh, yes.
Sorry, I didn't get my hand button pushed. On number two, is the intent that would be any change whatsoever to TTLs? I mean, bigger, smaller, you know.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, I would have to think that if anybody is going to go to the trouble of proposing TTL changes, you know, it's going to be a significant change. It's not going to be going from, you know, 48 hours to 47 hours or something like that.
Right. I mean, I think it's good that we, at least, like you say, come to an agreement on what we mean. And yeah, we would not, at least I wouldn't expect anybody to make a suggested trivial change, but you never know. Well, that's why I asked. Yeah. So any change at all, number two.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, in going to that same direction, I guess, I'm missing the it depends response, because that might depend on the severity of the change or the context and so on and so forth. More importantly, though, it is fine for us to say yes, no, or discuss. But in the end, for the community, they would probably be looking for some entity to raise these issues to. And if Azerk is upfront saying that, oh, that is not in our ballpark, what is our contribution to finding the right place for everybody? Or is that we can postpone this discussion, but I was just going to make sure that by saying not our ballpark or not our part here, we don't retract from the whole debate where it should be discussed as a better venue.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The charter does, I believe, have some provide some direction along those lines. You know, it says something like RZERC may not always be the forum in which these problems get resolved, but, you know, we're willing to provide direction. So, I think even though here if you say, you know, out of scope for RZERC, it doesn't mean that we don't have any input. Okay, shall we move on to the next one? Number three is a new round of GTLDs expected to increase the root zone by, say, another 1,000 top-level domains. Russ?
Yeah, I think this number three also is a very good example of what, at least from my hearing, Peter was maybe suggesting that we have a fourth answer to all of these things that we come up with, and that fourth answer might be input, RZERC input, appropriate, but it's not the decision-making body or something like that, as opposed to, you know, not our bailiwick kind of answer. So is that what, was I hearing that correctly, Peter, that you were kind of suggesting a fourth answer for all of these?
Thanks, Russ, and hi, by the way. Yeah, almost, I think. It goes in the right direction. My issue was like twofold. One is that the fourth column would be, it depends. Like, if it's just another 1,000, we may not be in charge or have to deal with this. If the 1,000 implies that there is a, say, visible change to the provisioning system, pinpointing to specific wording in our charter, that might be a different issue. The other one that you mentioned is like, okay, so maybe we're not the decision making, but we might want to give input anyway to some other body that would be even beyond that. But for the purpose of getting focus and make the community understand what we are dealing with, maybe we don't want to end up with too many columns there. That's already confusing for me and maybe for others who don't follow that.
Okay. Did you want to respond, Russ, or is your hand up from before?
Oh, it's up from before, but I could go either way with it, but I really like the point that Peter made. So, yes.
Okay.
Fine. Thanks.
Well, I suggest let's save the question of any additional answers or what those additional options might look like until the end. Maybe that will, maybe we'll have some inspiration, or maybe some of the later questions will help us think of what another choice might look like. Okay, question number four is a change in the DNSSEC key size for the KSK. And this is change in size only. Any questions about algorithms are a separate question. And this is only about the KSK. The change in key size for the ZSK is a separate question, which is number five. All right, number six is the question of changing the DNSSEC algorithm for the root zone, which obviously implies an algorithm rollover. Not a trivial exercise by any means. Number seven is a question also about DNSSEC, but it's about sort of more mundane parameters such as signature validity period and these of NSEC or NSEC 3 or NSEC N, whatever comes later. And I would note that the signature validity has changed in the recent years in response to an RSEC publication. So you might wonder if RZERC had existed at the time, would RZERC have played a role in that change? Number eight is a change in supported algorithms and digest types for ES records in the root zone. And hi, who just joined? Is that Jim or somebody else?
It's me, Dwayne. I've come back in the phone.
All right, you probably have lots of questions to ask because we've kind of moved on in your absence a little bit. We're on like number eight. Do you have any questions about the previous?
No, just carry on.
Topics? Okay, all right, thanks. All right, is number eight clear enough for everyone at this point? Number nine is about the next KSK rollover. So thinking about, after the first KSK rollover is done, and then at some point in the future, maybe 1, 2, 3, 5 years, whatever it is, the KSK is rolled over again, ignoring algorithm change. Would RZERC have any input into that? Tim, go ahead.
So I think someone else had made the comment that if it was an emergency change, there might be a role for RZERC. Without commenting on the distinction too much, is that a distinction that should be in the survey?
Okay, that's a good point. So we should maybe break this up into, planned rollover versus emergency rollover. Okay, number 10, the topic is the location of key management facilities, and I suppose you've all heard the proposal by now that people feel there should probably be a management facility outside of the United States. So this is something that you might encounter in the future. Number 11 is about label generation rules, which is something that ICANN has been doing and conducting for a number of years without our Zurich help, I guess. And I thought I would include this just because it's relevant to the root zone, and I expect there will continue to be work in this area. Number 12 goes in sort of a different direction now. This is about removal of an existing root server operator. Assume that an existing operator is to be removed either voluntarily or involuntarily, thereby reducing the total number of operators. And question 13 is the counter to that.
Between question and 12.
Okay, go ahead.
Who would make the decision about the removal? So would Alzheimer be saying is we want to get rid of, let's say, for argument's sake, VeriSign as a root server operator? Or be somebody else that makes that decision and then comes to Alzheimer and say, hey, we're thinking about removing VeriSign as a root server operator. What do you, Alzheimer, think about that?
Yeah, thanks for the clarification. I'm not suggesting here that RZERC is the one to make the decision.
Okay.
So we could assume that decision is made elsewhere, but the RZERC is being asked to provide input or making a.
Okay. Well, I'll just ask Duane that if you position this for outside consumption, we better make it clear that distinction is being made.
So at this point, none of this is for outside consumption, okay?
Well, I was trying to make that point earlier on when the audio just failed for me completely. But when we have this public meeting in Abu Dhabi, I'm pretty certain people are going to ask questions. Well, what sort of things do you think are in scope for RZERC? And we'll need to have some answer for them. It doesn't necessarily have to be a complete list. There might be things which we don't necessarily have complete consensus on within RZERC, but I do think we need to be able to say to people, give a rough idea about the sorts of things we think we might be doing.
Okay, yeah. So anything that we present publicly, of course, will be vetted by the entire committee. So, yeah, thanks for that. Okay, so 12 is about removal, 13 is about addition of a new operator, assuming that a new organization is to be designated, possibly increasing the total number of operators.
Duane?
Yes.
This is Russ. My general thought on those two questions, especially since I think the intent is that, RZERC would not be the maker of the decision, adding or subtracting, perhaps it'd be better to combine them and into something like, does RZERC have a role in changing the number of existing root server operators, either up or down?
Okay.
And just ask the question if we think we have a role.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thanks. I think I understand the efficiency argument here and combining them. Having the issues listed as topical issues rather than asking is the full organization the right place, might help in compiling a list of responses, and as referring to my earlier topic, if we have agreement that we won't be the one doing it, some part of the community would have to find out who's going to do it. In some cases, this committee or group might already be fixed, and by agreement, people could go and say, well, this is RSEC, this is the ICANN board, this is some random multi-stakeholder group, blah, 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 blah. But I'd stick with the topical list, so we can add Stuckies or Stucky groups to those questions later. Sorry, to those topics later.
Okay, thank you, Peter. I'll move on to number 14, which is change in quote ownership of a root server operator, which is to say an existing operator undergoes something like an acquisition or wants to transfer its root server operations to some other organization. Number 15 is
donation.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, on 14, I think we, even for our internal purposes, I think we need to get a little crisper clarification of what that means. Is it, when you say ownership, is it the entity that physically owns the responsibility to do this, or are you, or are we thinking more the actual operation itself? In other words, are you describing the same situation if, for instance, VeriSign were to be purchased by Cisco and, you know, and be still, you know, functionally within, or the situation where VeriSign might determine that it, for whatever reason, all of their operational activities, so VeriSign would retain ownership, all their operational activities would be provided to them by a Huawei operational unit, even though they wouldn't be giving up ownership. To me, they seem to be rather different, those two scenarios.
No, I'm thinking of definitely the first case. So I'm thinking of when Cogent acquired PSI, and Cogent took over CRoot, when LRoot was transferred from ISI to ICANN, and when VeriSign acquired Network Solutions. So those are three examples in recent memory that I think relate to number 14. I'm not talking about the other case where sort of operation is outsourced or something like that.
Right, because as far as I know, at least in my memory, there hasn't been an instance of an outsourcing of operation. But the closest we've come is how some of the arrangements for the Anycast nodes end up getting put in place with the various activities providing the physical space and connectivity. So I don't know how much we need to separate those things, but it seems like they are all at least potential areas where RZERC might feel that we should have a say.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any questions in the survey about outsourcing, but I can add one if you think it's appropriate. I'm happy to do that.
I think it would be appropriate to have at least one question about outsourcing, because though we don't have an example, that doesn't mean somebody might not decide to do it.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Thanks. I'll make a note of that. Moving on, Number 15 is about the location of root server instances, so Anycast instances, either geographical or topological. And if someone thinks that maybe those should be two separate questions, happy to do that also. Okay. Number 16, the topic is the prolonged inability of a root server operator to meet service level expectations, where service level expectations maybe needs to be in air quotes at this point. But, you know, the idea is that RTEC is sort of working slowly towards this direction where, you know, there's more accountability and more well-defined expectations. And it's possible at some point in the future that an operator may not be able to meet those expectations. Okay. Number 17 is a change in the naming scheme of root servers, which is the topic of RSEC's 0028 publication. Although I will note that in that publication, RSEC recommended no change at the current time, but it's still a topic of discussion within RSEC to change the naming scheme for the root servers. Number 18 is a little bit related because in RSEC 028 it discussed both the naming scheme and the DNSSEC status of the names. But here it's a separate question to the change in DNSSEC status or parameters of the zone that names the root servers, i.e. today rootservers.net. Number 19, the topic is change in frequency of publishing the root zone. Today the root zone is in practice, it's published twice a day, sometimes three times a day. There is a requirement that it be published once a day, but in practice it's twice a day. And I have heard people suggest that it could be published and updated, you know, more frequently than that. Number 20, the topic is latency in root zone distribution.
Dwayne, before we get on to there, could I ask one more that sort of ties into this space of questions? And that is, do we think RZERC should have a role in any decision relating to responses to priming queries being DNS assigned or not? I mean, they aren't today, but the priming query question.
I think that's kind of covered by number 18. I mean, that's kind of what I was getting at. So as you said today, you know, the root server.net zone is not signed. There are discussions about whether or not it should be signed. That would lead to a signed priming response, right?
Right. And so maybe we could just get a little more specific in 18, the wording of 18
okay.
then.
Okay.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Priming response to number 18. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. So in number 20, today, due in part to RSEC 002, most root server operators publish distribution latency for their operations. And I've heard people say that, you know, are these numbers accurate? Is it really like this? And so I think that in the future there may be some pressure to reduce those numbers, to get those numbers down. Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that this question itself could use some clarification. If the concern is related to the when the output is reported, if the values that get reported are satisfactory or not satisfactory, or if it's a question more that they aren't the right values that are being reported, different values or different assemblages of values. I think the wording of 20 does not make it clear what this question is really asking about.
Okay. So I was going for what you said first, which is, I'll insert the word satisfactory in there because that's sort of where I was heading with this question.
Okay. And it might be a separate question as to whether or not RZERC would have a role in evaluating if the current RSAC 002 numbers are the correct or sufficient numbers, or if more different ones are needed.
You mean like if we're measuring the right things or not?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just making a note here. Okay. All right. Question 20 is about transport protocols supported by root servers. So obviously we have today UDP and TCP, but there are other protocols on the horizon. Number 20 is about AXFR service, and today we have the situation where some operators voluntarily provide AXFR. Some consider it sort of, best effort, and it, there may be the case that in the future there is increased demand for AXFR service of the root zone. And so this topic is, should it be something that RZERC has input on whether it's voluntary or not? Number 23 is something that's a hot topic right now, which is configuration of root servers with respect to MTU and MSS, fragmentation size, and point of truncation. I would note that today there's a lot of diversity in how the operators are configured with respect to these parameters. Number 24, the topic is significant changes to the KSK operator DNSSEC practice statement. I think this was discussed on the mailing list already, and one of the reasons also that it's included here is this is an area where NTIA was providing some oversight in the past. And number 25 is the same question, but for the ZSK operator DNSSEC practice statement. Topic 26 is revisions to PTI's authentication mechanisms for TLD managers. Number 27 is changes to the technical checks performed by PTI. So that's technical checks on TLD data submitted to them. And number 28 is very similar. It's changes in technical checks performed by the route zone maintainer. Nine is upgrades to the software used to manage the root zone and root zone workflow. Number 30 is applications for RC 6761 special use PLDs, such as .onion and .local.
Dwayne?
Yes.
Sorry. In the section that we just went through, it's clearly focused on the technical changes and checks and so forth. But do we want to have a question, again, just for our internal RZERC discussion, that addresses the re-delegation of a TLD? Is there a role for RZERC there?
Okay, so redelegation from one
operational entity
to another. Yeah,
one holder, yeah, to another. Yes.
Okay. I'm happy to add that. Is there a reason not to from anyone?
I was wondering, Peter here. I was wondering what type of TLD are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about any TLD, actually. And is there a role for RZERC with respect to that action? And if we want to divide it in, you know, to sort of the major, two major groups, that's fine. But the reason I left it is general is that I have a hope that the answer will come out in a particular way, but I think we need to have the discussion and have RZERC determine what our view on that is.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, thank you. I'll go back to number 30, which was special use TLDs. Any questions about that question? So at the end here, these sort of lose their focus and wander around from topic to topic, but we'll continue on. We're almost done here. Number 31 is a proposal to serve the root zone from many, meaning thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of CPE devices. Number 32 is a review of root zone maintainer transition plans. Excuse me. So in case anyone doesn't know, as a part of the RZMA, the root zone maintainer agreement, we are finalizing a document which is a transition plan, and there's actually a couple. There's a well thought out transition, and there's also an emergency transition. So this question is about whether RZERC would review those plans or those documents. Now, separately from that, number 33 is about an actual transition. So if one of those plans were to be implemented and the root zone maintainer function was transitioning from one organization to another, is that, you know, in scope or out of scope for RZERC? Number 34 is about zones other than the root zone that are served by the root servers. So today that means ARPA and rootservers.net. It's possible there could be others in the future. There could be fewer or more. Your 35 is about the design and distribution system between the root zone maintainer and the root server operators. And the final topic is a change in the root zone SOA serial format. So currently it's year, month, day, number, and I guess this sort of maybe ties into an earlier question about change in frequency of publishing the root zone. If the root zone were to be, need to be published, you know, much more frequently, it may be necessary to change the serial format, although you could consider changing it regardless. All right, so we made it to the end of the list, and we've only got about 10 minutes left, and we have one more topic, but I'd like to hear from people their thoughts on, you know, it sounds like the questions are pretty good. Maybe we need to talk about if the answers are the right, or that the choices are the right choices. Russ, you have your hand up.
Yes, I think that I want to withdraw my suggestion for more answers. If we're just treating it in-house, I think it would be okay to just make extensive use of the not sure, or, you know, just when we say topic in scope, that does not mean that our Zurich should necessarily be the decision maker on the question, but that it was something that's appropriate for Arzur to be discussing and contributing to. So I think I want to withdraw my suggestion for more answers, unless somebody else thinks that that's a good idea.
Okay. Dieter, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, it's a good list. I don't think I have anything to add. It's really good work. All creatures, great and small, everything in there. Really, really appreciate that. The responses are maybe add the opportunity to comment or clarify, like if I have a not sure marked, if I can write in 10 words that might help the thing. If you only want to work on the yes, no, don't know, that's fine with me as well. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Kim?
I think almost exactly what Peter just said. I feel I could say a clear yes or a clear no to some of them if I could just like narrow down the scenario a little bit, perhaps by adding a comment. Whereas as is, I think I'd be saying not sure to a lot of them. So I don't know if that's an easy thing to add for Mario, just add a comment field for each of the questions, and then it allows the RZ members to add comments if they see fit.
Okay, yeah, well, I think that should be possible. We'll investigate what that takes. Okay, thank you, everyone. So look for an email from us regarding, you know, an updated version of the survey, and you know, maybe we'll ask you to take it before the next meeting. Mario, let's move on to the next topic, which is ICANN 60 agenda and whatnot, I guess. Mario, are you still with us?
Hello. Yes, Dwayne, I'm here. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
So,
yeah, go ahead. You want to update us on ICANN 60?
Absolutely. So we had requested a couple of sessions, one for a private meeting on Sunday, and that might take place at 9 o'clock a.m. in the morning. It's on Sunday, the October 29th, I'm sorry. And for the public meeting, we have requested a session on Wednesday, November 1st. It's going to be at 2 p.m. local time. So I just want to give you an update on this, and we'll be receiving the confirmation shortly. We haven't sent a calendar invite yet, but just basically wanted to share this to have it as a save the date. And I would like to know actually if we have any confirmation or if any one of you is planning to attend. So that would be great just because of the room setup and the rest of the things.
All right, let's, so Mario, let's send out an email on the list asking for people to say whether or not they'll be attending in person. And then you can plan around that. Our next regularly scheduled meeting would be held on October 16th. And if people are okay, what I would suggest is to, you know, for us to maybe try to complete the survey in the next couple of weeks and have our October 16th meeting, discuss the survey results, and then we'll have another chance to sort of discuss and prepare for the public meeting once we get to Abu Dhabi, or once we have our meeting in Abu Dhabi. Is that reasonable? The alternative would be to cancel our October meeting, I guess, our October 16th meeting, and just have it on, you said Sunday the 29th, Mario, is our time slot for the private meeting?
Yes, Sunday the 29th, at 9 o'clock.
Does anyone have preferences one way or the other to have, you know, one or two meetings in October, I guess, is the question.
Joanne, I think it would be much better for us to try to just have our telecon meeting before the meeting at the ICANN meeting, because we'll have a much better sense of not only the kinds of things that we think make sense for our ZERC to be dealing with, but also a better sense of how much disagreement we may have, or agreement amongst the committee itself, for which things are right for our ZERC and which things aren't. So I'd vote for the meeting on the 16th.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll plan on having the meeting on the 16th at this point, and look for emails from Mario and perhaps myself regarding the survey before then. Any other business before we wrap up? All right, doesn't sound like it. So we'll call this meeting adjourned, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Duane. Thank you, everyone. This call has been
adjourned. Bye, guys.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Excellent list. Bye now.